to help reunite wartime friends.
It's never too late to seek out those whom you've served with, even if it's just to say hello.
If you're looking for someone, or you know someone who is, call our action desk on 08459 311222.
But I know we'll meet again.
Yes, we're launching a campaign today called We'll Meet Again. It's the search to reunite wartime friends and colleagues. From now till Christmas, we'll be asking those of you who lived through the Second World War, if you have any friends or comrades you've lost touch with, you'd like to meet them again. All you have to do is get in touch with our action desk, and with 39 other BBC local radio stations around the country, we will use all our resources to try to reunite old friends. And I think you've already been to meet someone, Pippa, that could fit into this category.
Yes, I have, and that's Frederick Trinder, who's originally from Kennington in Oxfordshire. And in 1943, he flew as mid-upper air gunner and was known as Tommy by his wartime comrades. He's back living in Oxfordshire again. He's now in his 80s and has severe emphysema, so he uses an oxygen concentrator. I went to meet him in his home. I'm in the home of Frederick Trinder, here in Dry Sanford, near Abingdon. And Frederick, you were in the war in World War II. Which squadron were you with?
I was in 214 Squadron, which was a member of Bomber Command, of course. Our job was to bomb enemy territory.
And am I right thinking that now you're actually searching for members of your crew?
We were interested in locating two members of this particular crew, of whom none of us seem to have heard a word since we were disbanded midway through 1943.
And what are the names of the people that you're still looking for?
One is Smith. I can't remember his Christian name. We always knew him as Smithy. And the other one is Dave Lamming. Smithy came from the Nottingham area, and Dave Lamming came from the Huddersfield area.
So it's quite a big challenge that we've got to try and help find them.
Yes, yes.
Was there any particular mission that you went on or anything that might stand out in anybody's memory?
One in particular, we flew a low level, and I'm talking low level, it was bright moonlight night, and we flew across Denmark to northern Germany, and Danish people were stood out of their cottages waving. And that brings to tears to my head now, almost. And then, unfortunately, on that trip, Jeff, the pilot, was wounded over the target, and we were about 3-4 hours from home. But he managed to get the aircraft back. He was in hospital for about 6 weeks afterwards.
Brilliant. Well, that's...
And I can tell you the date of that.
Oh, what was
it? It was April 20th,
1943.
Yeah, that's where I was. And each time we boarded the aircraft to go on a bombing trip, we did say this little few words together, and this is how it went. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the Ur, "Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown." And he replied, "Go out into the darkness and put thine hand into the hand of God. That shall be to thee better than light and safer than a known way."
And it was incredibly moving to hear Frederick reading that prayer. Frederick, or Tommy as he was known by his comrades, told me that there were 7 crew in all of his missions. He's still in touch with one of them, that's the pilot, Jeff Shattuck, who lives in Dorset. But 2 Canadians and 1 American have already died, and it's just David Lamming and Smithy that he's heard nothing of since 1943.
So it sounds like it would make a big difference to him if you could track them down. And yeah, he might, you never know, through We'll Meet Again, this new BBC campaign. Eka Morgan is in charge of it with us. Hello.
Hi there.
So what does he need to do, and what do our other listeners need to do if they want to try and track someone down?
Well, if they ring the action desk, we then put their call out to all 39 radio stations. I mean, if they're as helpful as to say specifically, "Last I heard of him or her, she was in the Hull area," then I'll contact Radio Hull specifically. But if they say, "Don't know where they are," then we hope that every other 39 radio stations will put out the call, as will we on their behalf, searching for comrades. And it's not just war comrades, it's evacuees, it's all kinds of people, because, you know, as we know, people who actually fought in the war would now be in their 80s or so, like Frederick. And so it's also people who are in their 60s and so who might have been evacuees during the war.
Okay, and we'll have lots of other features about this over the next few weeks.
Yes, and the top tip is Vera Lynn is herself.
What, the Vera Lynn?
The Vera Lynn, who sang We'll Meet Again, is in Jan's programme after three today.
Fantastic, so you can enjoy hearing from Vera Lynn, and you can call in from when do we open up the
phone? From today.
From today. 9 o'clock this morning.
08459 311 222.
We'll meet again.